News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Great music by Styx. We must have Rob Center as our fabulous producer picking good music, and we appreciate that. Rob Center is our producer. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom watching traffic. He sees no slowdowns anywhere. So far, so good on area roads. In the studio with us now, Ben Wilhelm is here. He's from Lone Oak Financial. He's involved in the ownership of that business. He is a financial advisor there. Would you say an investment advisor, a pension advisor, insurance advisor, all those kind of things?
Financial advisor, investment advisor, sure.
Okay, and within Lone Oak, we see John Shipman, who's going to be the co-host on WKOK's On the Mark. He's coming in later to talk about his good conservative views, but he's an insurance whiz if there ever was one. So you got him on staff still after all these years. All right, well, yeah, how about it? He's a super guy. All right, so we want to talk about Woodmode in particular. You've met with some of the individuals who used to work there. You had some of these individuals who were clients before Woodmode shut down, so we'll sort of add that caveat. And then just different strategies in investing and pensions. Remind people that they do have to take action in order to finish well. Describe this, finishing well. You use those words.
Well, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. Yeah, Woodmode's a prime example. These are the kind of people you want working for you, and to all of a sudden go through a sudden downsizing like this is a shock. So finishing well, living well, and finishing well, I think is part of what we want people to understand and to facilitate in their lives. And you know, to do so is to plan and, you know, to prepare for those financial events. And fortunately for a lot of the people that I've met with, they've already lived well. They're living within their means. And part of what we want to do is see people do that, live within your means, preparing for the future. It's understood that a lot of people spend more time planning for a 1 week vacation than they do for retirement or for the rest of their lives. And so a lot of times, because we get so caught up in the day-to-day activity, and I think there's when people come in, they don't know what to expect until we start to lay everything out and we take full inventory. And that could be everything from their spending habits to their insurances to their assets to, you know, all the debt they've accumulated and things like that, where there are things we can implement now that make a difference in the future. It may not be a big change, but something in the future. So with the people with Woodmode, you know, a lot of those people who have been good workers, but they also live within their, I've been surprised how well they live within their means. And so they're able to go through this transition period. They're hard workers and they're gonna find employment elsewhere. And I think right now there's a lot of questions. There's still some unknowns out there. What about my pension? What about my 401k? Things like that.
Well, what about their pensions? What about their 401ks?
Well, like I said, there's a lot of things that haven't been released yet as far as information. There is still a pension plan, and it's still mostly funded, and there is also still a 401k plan. Now, those plans are protected by certain laws. It's just right now the 401k is entering into a final termination where the plan administrator and the third party administrator have to execute a final termination. And so those funds will typically, what happen, I can't speak specifically for this plan what is happening behind the scenes, but typically what will happen is they will somebody that is authorized will sign off on this plan termination, and they would like to distribute the funds fairly much in the same timeline. They will present a blackout date, which will give employees so many days, typically I think 45 days, to determine what they want to do with their money. There is proprietary paperwork, which we do have in our office, and we would love to facilitate people, help people, and explain things to people that these are your options and get that paperwork in to the company so that when this all happens, they can be some of the first that have their funds distributed to their wishes.
And you've done some of this pro bono. I mean, you had some clients before, so there's, you know, there are typically slight fees that go associated with that kind of financial help. But there have been some individuals from Woodmont. You have given this kind of advice plus X amount more
free. If people say, hey, I just have questions, I'm uncertain, I need this money to pay my bills, we would gladly help them fill out the paperwork, have it distributed. We'd give you advice on what to do with it. But have it, the paperwork completed and faxed in and sitting there ready when they do the final distribution to be distributed according to your wishes. We don't charge for immediate consultations. If people come in, we want to get to know our clients. This isn't just strictly a business transaction. This is a relationship that we build with our clients as we walk with them throughout the rest of their lives.
It's personal.
It's very, very personal. And we want it to be personal. If this was just about business, we wouldn't get the satisfaction out of what we do if it wasn't about building a relationship with people, it being personal. We want people to walk away knowing that they're valued and that we extend value to them. And that's really what the crux of our business is about.
Now, if I worked at Woodmont, should I worry about my pension or my 401k? I mean, I like to worry. I would find that to be normal.
We all tend to worry, and worry doesn't do a whole lot of good for us. We tend to make poor choices when we do it in fear or anxiety. I think that's where getting expert advice. I think that's where being around people who care about you. For a lot of people, this is now old news, but this is not old news for the Woodmont employees. So I would seek out good advice from people. I would be around family members. I would get the rest that you need. I wouldn't make any knee-jerk decisions. But worry usually is not a good part of any formula. So what is the issue is the uncertainty. Uncertainty just leaves us hanging. So I'm hoping that within the near future there is some more information that's put out by the company or the ownership of the company.
Have you walked a few of these employees through sort of the first steps post layoff? You know, maybe get a job immediately, update your resume, these kinds of things?
Well, certainly. You know, I've had people come in. I've had people who seem very, very confident and sure and don't have anxiety, which I am just astounded by. I love seeing that. And a lot of people, because they have their ducks in a row, they're often people of faith. They have a spouse that's supportive.
Sometimes debt-free. We talked to two
debt
employees
free.
That
I had one of
anything.
My newest clients walked in and he said, last week, and he said, I just paid my house off. There was a person who was prudent, who had been implementing sound financial planning. He maybe didn't even know that but prior to this event for his whole adult life. And so those are some of the things we like to talk about. But I think just from the side of, aside from finance, people need to realize their value. Their value isn't just that they were a Woodmont worker. Their value is that they are a person, that they're often a parent or a spouse or a brother or sister or son or daughter, that they are a hard worker. And don't think that you're less of a person because now you're unemployed. In fact, that was a door that closed, and you need to be looking for the next door that's going to open. And I have one, I would say, friend and client who I told this to, and within a few weeks, she got a job, and they actually are letting her work from home. And it's in the same line of work that she was doing. So here, a new opportunity opened for her, and it's in some ways better than what she had. And so look for the opportunities. Maybe it's something that's more in line with what you want to do or more conducive to your schedule or your sleep habits or anything like that. So I know it's a shock. It's really a shock. I went through a similar downsizing years ago. I was raising three kids. My wife didn't work. And I tried to, it's very difficult, but the support of my family, I tried to look on the bright side and said, hey, what's out there? What am I good at? And maybe this is an opportunity for me to do something that is more in line with my skill set and my giftedness. And that's absolutely what happened.
Well, you glossed over it, but dwell on it for just a second more. You asked the question, what do I want to do? That's, you should ask yourself that. I mean, I'd like to relax and cut grass and
really and come to my house
and enjoy beer.
Well,
I don't have time. I don't have time to cut my own grass.
Yeah, yeah. I think oftentimes there's parts of jobs that we enjoy. You know, everybody has. You know, even you here, I'm sure you enjoy your job, and there's maybe some things you don't enjoy. But for the most part, you dwell on what you enjoy the most, and the things that are more difficult, you know, you take them as challenges and as opportunities to grow. And grow in character and grow in your abilities. Woodmode was what I tell these people who come in here. I'm like, you are wanted. You're a valuable worker. People know the reputation of these workers, that you're a hard worker. You showed up on time. You created an excellent product. Like, you are a prime candidate for somebody who's looking to hire an employee.
A lot of perfectionists on staff.
Amen.
Out there.
Yeah. So I tell them, I said, you're the kind of employee that I would want to hire.
Well, we're talking to Ben Wilhelm of Lone Oak Financial. He's a financial advisor there. We're going to get into sort of general, maybe investing strategies and questions that apply to absolutely everybody, but I'm kind of dwelling on Woodmode right now. So can you guarantee those individuals who ask you the question that those pensions will be there at some appropriate time in the future and those 401ks will be there when an appropriate milestone has passed? It hasn't passed yet, but it will at some point.
I am not allowed to guarantee
right
anything.
No guarantees. Okay, well,
and nothing it really is guaranteed.
But again,
that question, I would just be careful with you know, just what I just said there. Don't panic. And maybe, you know, if the company can respond to something and just say, hey, this is happening. I did try to reach out to the third party administrator. They're out of, I believe, New York City or something like that. They're not gonna respond to me. But I made the attempt, and talking to other professionals who do similar things for 401ks, just getting the steps. There is a process, and it can be a little lengthy. So all my clients, I'm just telling them, just be patient, and we're trying to keep tabs on everything. Whenever they hear something, they can let me know. And if I find something out, then, you know, vice versa. Just communicating and not panicking.
When we come back, frequently asked questions about investing, what's happening in the stock market now. We'll ask about some specific mutual funds, at which time I think that's one of those areas you can't go. There's a lot of things he can't tell us, but he has been telling us about his experiences and knowledge related to Woodmode. When we come back, sort of general investing and financial advice for everybody. We'll talk about that with Ben Wilhelm at 7:40.
News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous producer. I'm Mark Lawrence. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. No traffic anomalies out there. We don't even have the usual slowdowns at the usual spots, so we're doing okay. In the studio with us now, Ben Wilhelm is here from Lone Oak Financial. He's a financial advisor, investment advisor. Lone Oak deals with a wide range of topics. John Shipman's on staff here. He's going to be here on our On the Mark show a little bit later. I know he's an insurance specialist. What else do they do at Lone Oak? Well, who else is doing what there?
Well, we do have an administrative assistant, myself, John. We have an attorney who doesn't work for us, but he does run his law firm in our office. So we have the privilege of being able to just knock on the door and ask for advice. We also have a back office for insurance and for investments and everything else. So we have quite the team, and we really care about people. We care about our community, and it is a broad range, a holistic view of finance. It's not just, hey, we want to invest your money. It's a lot of different things that build up to that, and so it's you know, thinking through planning, retirement planning, insurance, life insurance, long-term care, Medicare, all those things that are important for your financial future.
And not just an excuse for you to make a buck.
Correct.
You got values, ethics, faith is a factor in your life.
Amen. So,
and that's throughout the whole operation.
Well, if we can't produce a value for somebody else, then we're probably not a good fit. If I want people, when they leave my office, to say, we are better off now because of the relationship we have with this firm. And if they're not experiencing that, then we're not a good fit. But you're right. Those values are important. We do act in a fiduciary capacity, which is a word that's been thrown around a lot. And that basically means that we have to have your best interest in mind legally. And not all firms act in that manner, but or held to that standard based on their licensing. But we want to be a fiduciary anyway with the people that we serve, and whether somebody comes in and we build a relationship with them, or whether it's somebody outside of there, the people in my office, me particularly and John, we serve at a high level in our church. We care about people. We're used to spending time with people, not in a business capacity. So we really want that to extend into the line of work that we do. And we want to be excellent in all that we do.
All right, well, let's talk about financial advising and sort of investment strategies and so on. Is it safe to say that you give significantly different advice to somebody who's 20 than you do somebody who's 30, or somebody who is 50 like me, or in my 50s, or somebody who's in their 60s?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I actually had my young nephew come in early 20s and his fiance, and they said, we need financial advice. And I said, well, stop spending your money, mm-hmm. work hard and save it. You know, for somebody in your 20s, you need to establish a work ethic and a routine and a habit of not spending, but saving for the future. Delayed gratification is so important, and our culture really speaks towards and pushes towards immediate gratification. So you really have to buck that trend. We're marketed to like we've never been before. We get marketed now through our handheld device. Everywhere they can throw marketing, it's saturating and permeating our culture. So we have to know. That's where you have to develop a plan of action, and you need to stick to it. So being disciplined is huge. I recently taught a class to seniors and juniors in high school, and that was the key word that I tried over and over and over again, is discipline. You need to be disciplined in anything you do. And when it comes to finance, you need to be disciplined.
Disciplined and debt-free?
Amen. Debt-free. Debt really mortgages your future. You're presuming upon the future that you will be able to pay this off. And so you're leveraging yourself in a way that reduces your financial freedom and flexibility.
So wait and save and buy things for cash, houses and cars and things?
Preferably, I would do that. Now, a home I know is difficult, but my rule of thumb I always tell people is try to have 20%. 20% and some. You have closing costs and you have expenses when you move in. I know that's difficult for many people, but it also eliminates your PMI insurance that you'd have to pay for. So and it gives you immediate equity. So there's a lot of things we can talk about as far as debt goes, but debt is really the enemy of financial freedom.
Do you have a life insurance spiel that you have with people?
I'm not a huge life insurance person. I think it's maybe a necessity at times, or wise when you're trying to provide for your family if something would happen to you, if you're the sole breadwinner or the main breadwinner. There are times where life insurance is appropriate. There's also times where it's appropriate for advanced financial planning, since it is a debt-free or a tax-free benefit to your beneficiaries. But that can be involved. That can be different for different people. We have a strategy where people are paying large premiums and they have cash value, where we roll it over into a single premium and eliminate their premiums, but they still have life insurance. And I've had clients say, how do you do this? How have you done this? And I said, it's just we strive to find what's best for our clients. And that actually brings up another topic, in that we pride ourselves in the fact that we are independent. We're an independent firm, which means we don't work for a company that has is beholden to shareholders. We work for our clients.
You don't work for Sears or some other company that you know might also own an investment arm or something in that. I mean, they're just throwing that out as
correct.
An example.
Yeah.
Okay, so what should I do with my money now? Do people say that question to you?
Well, and this is the, like I said about my 20-some-year-old nephew, that is universal. The first thing I would say is stop spending it all. Reduce your debt. Pay it down. Really engage in reducing your debt, because what that does is it frees up more of your money. It frees up your cash flow.
Which is, we're talking to Dave Ramsey here this afternoon.
Yeah. Dave Ramsey's a big proponent. These are really universal truths. And so when you free up your cash flow, you're able to save more. You're able to give more. I think giving is a big part of finance, too. What that does is it really calibrates you and aligns you with values, with core values. And money isn't why we live. It's not what we live for. It's just a resource to help us to live out our purpose here on this earth.
All right. Well, what are some of the frequently asked questions that you receive when it comes to investing, stock market? I'm hearing the stock market's a little flat. Is that a true statement?
Well, one of the stock market becomes volatile. We're in a volatile state right now, and one of the largest reasons for a volatile stock market is uncertainty. Certainty about even something bad is better than uncertainty altogether. So what's going to happen with trade? You know, once we start throwing out, you know, things out there that create uncertainty, like are we going to have more tariffs on China? So the tariffs are a big issue right now with Mexico and China. Now, it sounds like they came to an agreement with Mexico. So that's what's been helpful for the stock market this week. But again, investing in the stock market should be a long-term endeavor. This isn't a short-term thing. So you should be able to ride out the short-term gyrations in the market.
Yeah, but stock market investors sound like a bunch of mood swingers. I mean, they're, you know, the president said he's not feeling well today, so the market plummeted, right. But now he feels better today, so market goes up.
Well, in reality, that creates some opportunity, too. But again, this is something for people to be long-term. People come in and say, hey, I want to buy a house in 2 years with this money. Then I say, keep it in the bank. Because there's too much macro events that could happen in the short term that creates an unreasonable valued market. So the market is typically overvalued or undervalued, one way or the other. People also treat the market as a whole. When you have companies inside, it's actually a market of stocks. It's not a stock market. So you do have some individual buys within the market, or even sectors within the market that appear to be of better value.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. So back to the frequently asked questions. What other frequently asked questions do you get? We have another minute left, but some of the FAQs.
Well, a lot of people are looking for just somebody who can help them create a plan of action. You know, I need this money to grow. Most of my clients, they don't have the expertise. If they did, then they probably wouldn't be coming into my office. So they say, we need this money to grow, but we also want to be more careful. So I think one of the important things to investing is determining your tolerance of risk. And you may not be 100% in the market. And so that means building a portfolio that has income producing, you know, whether it's bonds or CDs or money market accounts, and creating something that is within your risk tolerance. Because when you build a portfolio, that volatility, a lot of it's taken out. So your portfolio may not go up and down like the market does. Just being wise and prudent for creating a long-term financial plan and doing that proactively instead of reacting to the market.
And hoping to finish well, planning to finish well.
Yeah, that's a whole, we could talk for hours about this subject.
We'll come back. I'll bring you back in a couple of 2-3 months. We'll talk about finishing well, living well, and finishing well. Honestly, I think those should be brought up topics. And so we'll keep our financial advice going. Ben, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
Ben Wilhelm is from Lone Oak Financial. How can people contact you if they're a wood mode worker or anybody else they want to reach you?
Well, our phone number is 888 888- 275-4236. You can check us out on the web at loneoakfinancial.com. That's L-O-N-E-O-A-K financial.com. And or you can stop in 8 Commerce Avenue.
Number 8 Commerce Avenue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.